Earth and Sky.
How climate change will be felt by you and impact your neighbors is probably going to be through extreme weather and climate events.
You're listening to Thomas Carle, director of the U.S. National Climatic Data Center, the world's largest active archive of weather data. Carle was a lead author of a 2008 report. It found an increase in extreme weather and climate events happening now in the United States.
Extreme events are a manifestation of global climate change.
For example, said Carle, as average temperatures across North America rise, what was once a rare event, an extreme heat wave, becomes more common.
So we've got data going back to, in some instances, to early part of the 20th century. This index looks at extremes of temperature, hot extremes, cold extremes, extremes of precipitation, wet extremes, and droughts. It looks at extremes of one day, very local heavy precipitation events, like you might have a flash flood. It looks at the number of consecutive dry days, so a stretch of very dry weather, short-term droughts. It looks at hurricanes in terms of their frequency and intensity. If you take a look at all those factors and integrate them together, we see a very clear signal of an increase in the number of extremes.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.